today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which we're going to speak about keeping away from sin. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان By the way, today is Monday, 23rd of the month of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book. We'll look at chapter An-Nisa. Verse 31.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
If you avoid the major sins which you are forbidden, we will remove from you your lesser sins and admit you to a noble entrance into paradise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is understood from this verse that sins are divided into two groups, the minor sins and the major sins. Also recite in Surah Al-Kahf, number 18, verse 49, that on the day of judgment, when sinners see the record of their evil deeds, they say, "What a book this is! It does not omit a small one nor a great one." So according to the Islamic literature, a great sin is a sin for which Allah has promised fire to its performer.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
As I told you, today we're going to speak about the importance of avoiding sins in the month of Ramadan. Moral violations harm the fast. If a person behaves sinfully, his fast is valid, but its reward is lessened, or he gets no reward for fasting. Moral violations are sinful acts, sinful speech, sinful looking, and anything else that Allah has prohibited. So when a fasting person falls into these prohibitions, he does not invalidate his fast, but losses out on its reward. This was stated by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. He said, if a person is verbally abused or someone comes to fight him, let him say, "Verily, I am fasting." The moral aspect is to withhold from backbiting, carrying tales, cursing, speaking with falsehood, lying, using foul languages, looking at that which is prohibited and listening to that which is prohibited.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about avoiding sin, a comprehensive spiritual and practical approach. Avoiding sin is a central aspect of spiritual growth in Islam, requiring a combination of self-awareness, spiritual practices, and adherence to Islamic teachings. So there are some spiritual strategies first. Let's start with the spiritual strategies. The first spiritual strategy is remembrance of Allah, that is dhikr. Engaging in frequent remembrance of Allah through dhikr and supplication helps maintain a strong spiritual connection. This practice reduces the likelihood of succumbing to temptations by keeping one mindful of Allah's presence and mercy. The second strategy is engagement with the Quran. Reading, reflecting, and acting upon the teachings of the Quran provides guidance and moral direction. It helps individuals navigate life's challenges and avoid sinful behaviors by understanding the consequences of sin and the reward of righteousness. The third strategy is fear of Allah and accountability. Recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching and holding oneself accountable for actions encourages self-reflection and moral responsibility. This fear, known as taqwa, is a powerful motivator for avoiding sin and pursuing virtuous deeds. The next strategy is seeking forgiveness. Regularly seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for past sins helps cleanse the soul and strengthens one's resolve to avoid future transgressions. This practice is emphasized in Islamic teachings as a means of spiritual purification.
This is today's special, and we have one question here. If devils are chained up during the month of Ramadan, why do people commit sin? The Messenger of Allah said, when Ramadan comes, the gate of paradise are opened, the gate of hell are closed, and the devils are chained up. It's a common misconception that humans only commit sins as a result of the devils inciting them to do so. Iblis, or Satan, and his workers do contribute to man's ruin by inciting him to commit sins, but he's not the only contributor. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. And when they meet with their devils, they say, we are with you. We were only mocking. Allah has mentioned that there are devils among mankind. There are people with wicked souls that are inherently sin-loving. These people act alongside the devils to incite mankind to be sinful like them. Many people have an intrinsic inclination to doing what is easy and pleasurable. That's why they fall into sin. Dua for 23rd day of the holy month of Ramadan.
Allahumma ghsilni fihi min adh-dhunub wa tahhirni fihi min al-uyub wa amtahin qalbi fihi تقوى القلوب يا مغيل عثرات المذنبين.
O Allah, on this day, wash away my sins, purify me from all flaws, examine my heart with the piety of the hearts, O one who overlooks the shortcomings of the sinners.
رمضان تجلى وابتسما طوبى للعبد إذا اغتنما فالخير وفير إن صرما ينجي المأثم المكتوم من النار. During Ramadan, the shaitan is in chains, and Allah's mercy for a month reigns. The doors of heaven are open wide, begging for mankind to enter and abide.
The second question of this episode comes: is the punishment multiplied during the month of Ramadan? The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, encouraged all Muslims to condense their performance of good deeds during the month of Ramadan. But what about the punishment for sins? Is it also multiplied? There is no evidence for such a claim in the Quran or in the hadith of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. However, it is safe to infer that if Ramadan is such a sacred month, then sins are strongly repudiated. We fall into sins daily, but we should be much more careful during the month of Ramadan. Even if the punishment is not multiplied, we might be at risk of not benefiting from the good deeds we perform due to our sins.
Regular self-assessment, known as muhasaba, helps identify and correct sinful behaviors. This practice is emphasized by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who encouraged believers to hold themselves accountable daily for their actions and intentions. The next tip is avoiding triggers, identifying situations or company that may lead to sin, and avoiding them is crucial. For example, if certain environments or friendships encourage sinful behavior, it is wise to distance oneself from them to protect one's faith and character. The next practical tip is following good deeds with bad ones. Performing a good deed immediately after committing a sin can help counteract its negative effects, as suggested by Islamic teachings. This practice encourages immediate repentance and reinforces positive behaviors. Creating personal vows, such as performing additional prayers or giving charity if a sin is committed, can serve as a deterrent and encourage self-control. This practice helps individuals take responsibility for one's actions and seek redemption. The next practical tip is surrounding oneself with righteous company. Associating with righteous and pious individuals can positively influence one's behavior and encourage adherence to Islamic values. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized the importance of choosing companions wisely, as they can either lead one towards good or evil.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. Inshallah, you remember us in your prayers, and fi amanillah.
Ramadan,